What's a battle?
Woo! Welcome back to Eat My Shorts, a Simpsons podcast. Listen, and also if this is your first time, welcome. You get it. You'll understand. It's a Simpsons podcast. We talk about the Simpsons. This is The Notch. Hello.
All right. Nacho Nova, Irvin Castellanos back with another episode of Eat My Shorts, the Texas podcast.
It's true, folks. I mean, I'm in disbelief. You're in disbelief.
Oh, my jaw stayed open as I said that.
I know. He, like, you know that woof that one time that he saw the sexy lady? It was like that.
You had to bonk me on the head with a comical hammer.
Yeah. He came too, though. He got little stars around his head still.
Little bird stars. Little grackles.
Whoa, yeah. Listen, we're coming to you live from Grackle Studio, folks. This isn't some sort of remote bullshit where there's, like, nothing but audio problems.
Yes. No Zoom issues here.
No, all of the problems of this podcast, they're going to be completely generated by us live.
Just relationship and chemistry issues only.
Yeah. Also, a gas leak, you know, the building has issues.
Gosh.
I've been sequestered in Grackle Studio for a number of months, so I'm just unaccustomed to talking to anybody in general.
He's just in a corner of the studio, just shivering under a blanket as we came up to him.
Yeah, I was guarding myself. I was like in survival mode, folks. Yeah. Come on.
I get it, man.
But it's a good studio. But hey, it's good that this studio is being used for something besides survival.
Sponsored by Moderna. This is the Moderna podcast.
It's what's keeping us alive. It is basically what is allowing us to do this right now.
Moderna in my veins.
That's the Dolly Parton vaccine, folks. Mm-hmm.
She funded it,
it's true,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
She gave her money towards creating it and research and development. That's what I meant.
There's nothing more American.
There's nothing else besides that.
Than that. Thank you very much, Dolly Parton. So in
What's
one part...
What's that extra B for?
Oh, and we got to deal with... oh my gosh, folks, listen. I'm in ad mode, so it's like this is going to cost us money to get thrown off.
Yeah, we got to get these things in here. We can't be thrown down by that.
We don't get in trouble with our sponsors. Also, shout out to Golden Corral. They're making this happen as well.
Delicious buffets. In the time of the post-pandemic, what better way to re-engage yourself with the population again than by visiting the Grey Golden Corral and their never-ending buffet of food?
It's sometimes about the food, but sometimes it's about the company.
And the experience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the chocolate water
and
fountain.
The gummy bears.
It's a wonderful place, folks. So we hope that you're well fed. We hope that you're stuffed to the gills for this episode.
It's our alternate podcast name, Well Fed.
Well, yeah, thank you. Thanks to my stimulus. Thanks, Gropin' Joe Biden.
The stimmy from Gropin' Joe. He took some time from honking to give us some money. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he took some time from living inside of his basement.
I heard when he was getting out, he fell a couple times. Like that famous music star, Jason Derulo.
Probably because he stepped in on a dog shit. I heard the dogs...
Major Biden.
The dogs love the shit in the White House.
I saw that, and they're biting everyone. Kind of love it. I love that there's a fucking dog that's biting people in the White House.
I like that dog shit is the issue.
And they can't do anything about it. And this dog gets press releases from the AP. I see them on Twitter all the time.
Somebody's going to get the video footage of this dog.
We need this.
They're going to have to put it down.
It's kind of funny that that dog probably has like a chief of staff and like a ton of people to take care of it.
Is it one of those like goofy things where it's somebody that just has woof, woof, woof on a piece of paper that with the official United States seal on it?
They dress him like in a like the Jeff Daniels Dumb and Dumber dog outfit.
You know, it's a classic.
He's classy dog, though, so he still has like the fake shirt collar on too.
Can't be mad at a dog like that. Come on. All right, folks, it's wonderful to be back.
Talking nothing but Simpsons.
Talking 100% the Simpsons. Yeah. No, this is season 4 of the podcast. You know, we talk about the Simpsons. We talk them up, we talk them down. We talk them all around.
Chew them up.
It's just what they have coming to them.
Regurgitate it out.
So, like, you have no idea what episode this is.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely don't know what episode this is.
I defy you.
Just yet.
No, but it's a good one. We, like, we chose this. It, you know, it was, I chose it. I insisted. I was being a real prick about it. because it's a birthday episode, folks. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
So, this is some episode of The Simpsons that you might understand to be Radio Bart. My sound effects up. What's going on?
What's that extra B for?
Oh, God damn it. Oh, yeah, I always have a problem with this one because I always turn it down.
All right.
Shit. Oh, well. All right, Radio Bart. That's just the way it goes, folks. All right, it's a wonderful episode of The Simpsons. Let me get my stats out. Everyone needs the stats or else they can't listen to the rest of the show.
This is what they've got their little notebook out, taking notes down. Eat My Shorts Text Podcast.
How about these? Thanks. Yeah, thank you. We need an intern. I don't know how to operate this equipment.
The pandemic's caused us to fucking forget all our technology.
Jeez.
We really are back in, like, I've got Windows 98 going over here.
Yeah, they keep degrading his software. That, it's got something to do with his antivirus.
I saw the email. It said, we are deactivating our current Windows. We'll be reinstalling this older model.
And, like, the monitor's all deep, oh, like, for some reason, more pixelated now. I don't get it. That's a real computer virus. okay, folks, it's Radio Bart, episode number 48. Wow. Season 3, episode 13, production code 8F11. Original air date 9 of January, 1992.
Wow.
Written by John Vitti, directed by Carlos Baeza. There you go, classic team.
Hey, there's a lot of Eat My Shorts episodes directed by Carlos Baeza.
Yeah, he's one of the early guys, one of the early big set piece guys. You know, like a Wes Archer, David Silverman. This is all we love about The Simpsons. What made them so great, and also the writing. Come on, everybody.
Good bit right off the bat with the Homer walking in and listening to some cool like dance music. I guess
Lisa dancing to it. We get the Lisa dancing meme.
Yeah.
Within what, 5 seconds of the episode starting.
Homer's watching like those dance shows from the 90s. That would just is 30 minutes of people inside like an industrial warehouse.
Yeah, and
on Molly.
You know, it was something that's probably Homer is too old at that point to go in and experience firsthand, unless it was like in a steel mill, you know, or something like that.
I think the LSD in his spine immediately went off as he saw that commercial.
It's true. Yeah, it was like when he tried out the Spine Melter 2000.
Whoa!
It seemed to have that sort of experience on him.
He was thinking it was a cute thing though before he saw what was on TV.
That's what Marge is doing.
Marge would say,
as that was happening wherever she was, that she did that.
Homer immediately gets horny.
It's true.
That's Marge in the corner. She's about to hit him in the head with a tortilla roller.
But you know, this was wild television, you know, folks. We can't be too...
This is the 90s.
Can't be too hard on Homer, okay?
Yeah, this is pre-Mortal Kombat, changing everything.
But, you know, like when... You know that time that Homer was trying to get money from Mr. Burns and Mr. Burns was on Ether?
Yeah.
Lisa took advantage of Homer just like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like when he needed the Bolin money.
Mr. Burns thought he was getting into his Lamborghini Countach.
Sometimes I don't know. I consider myself to be a good driver, but apparently others like passenger.
Check the footage sometimes.
You never know, folks. Sometimes like these video things can be doctored. You know,
it just has scene missing.
It could be like one of those deep fakes.
That's not me.
So Lisa got some money out of Homer, like while he was susceptible.
Hey, that was good. That was good. That was good. 90s advertising, huh?
Hey, that was a good little shot, too. Like, maybe we can make that the Twitter background where the dancer is shaking her ass and you can see it reflected in Homer's drool.
Yeah! Homer was, like, actively engaging in himself while his kid's there. It was too much for me. Although, I feel like those 90s show, those dance shows ruled the airwaves, English and Spanish.
Yeah, probably in Across the Pond also.
Oh, yeah. In Essex.
Come on, this was the thing right then. What, early 90s? 92?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Overdosing on heroin and dance shows.
Probably even on VH1 if you flipped the dial.
If you had cable, am I right?
If you have the means.
Okay, so then we cut to a commercial, right? And this is where Homer sees the gift, the podcast, my first podcast set.
So great. Yeah, Lisa gets the money for Bart's birthday present, and so we know what's on Homer's brain besides asses. It's something for Bart. This is something. This is a thing on TV.
Hey, kids, why sit in front of the TV when you can be on the radio?
We're gonna roll this truck in convoy across the USA. Convoy.
That could be Bart.
Throw away your bulky transmitters and broadcasting towers. The Superstar Celebrity Microphone lets you hear your voice through any AM radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
He's in for some loving.
It's the perfect gift for birthdays, graduations, board meetings.
You're fired.
Bart's birthday's coming up.
But order now. Supply is limited.
Limited!
The commercial made a really good point that you can now throw away your broadcast tower. Your personal broadcast tower.
You may have invested money, but let's be honest, it's obsolete technology.
Buying love is so patriotic. I was like, this is like a super American thing. It's like, I'm going to buy this kid this microphone set.
I think it's funny that we get insight into Homer's previous gifts, birthday gifts for Bart. It's like, what?
Shelf paper?
Shelf paper and a shoe tree?
Yeah, shoe tree. Like a Tim's Christmas tree? What's a shoe tree?
One of those damn things that you put your shoes on or something, or you stretch your shoes out with it. I really forget.
So like the shoe version of like a coat rack?
See, I don't know if it's functional or if it's just storage.
Like a tie rack with a motor?
I'm going to...
you acquire separately.
I'm glaring at our intern for them to like look this up.
Give him the look.
Oh yeah, you stretch your shoes out with it.
The Skip Bayless look.
Wow. Okay, so it is functional.
I thought that was a slapjack, the thing that you put into your shoe to take your shoe off. I'm thinking of a different thing.
Oh, that's a shoehorn.
Shoehorn. You also hit people with it on the top of the dome.
Yeah. Hey, this microphone did look cool though. Really, as a product, I would have loved to have had one.
Yeah. Digital audio tape. He was pissed off about it. I would have loved to have done that. I feel like that would have been like baby's first recording equipment, right?
Hell yeah. But yeah, Bart's out of there, right? He's doing his birthday shit.
You went to Chuck E. Cheese's.
Yeah, he's redeeming all, like, you know, when like some businesses, when it's your birthday, they give you shit. So he's cashing in because it's his birthday.
Bars give you one free beer, so you go in and have one free beer.
You have a
12 additional beers.
Well, yeah, you got to pay for those. Yeah. But that's how they get you.
Yeah.
No, not Bart. He doesn't
that's
have money.
That's how they get you.
You get the little sundae. You get the little haircut, and you're good.
The sundae was pretty funny. Eat this shit and get out of here. You're not welcome here. Clearly, they've had bad experiences with that.
Yeah, hostile. Parts. Hostile towards kids. Haircut was cool. But yeah, this looked like fun. Wally Weasels, because it was fun to go to Chuck E. Cheese, you know.
Hell yeah, and the costumes hella funny. the pissed off Wally Weasel carrying the pizza or whatever.
Hey, I was listening to this with headphones when I was watching it. That's like good, like sound where you could hear like he's coming from inside the head of the costume.
And you just hear the kids all, "It's Wally! Hey, Wally!" Like super excited. You just hated all of it.
People, you know, like that's how kids would, they would swarm the monster whenever he came out of the back.
It little did they know it was just like a fucking high school senior in the furry outfit.
It was somebody who was just like picking up trash in the dining area.
Yeah, someone that just ate a piece of pizza that fell on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes those pizzas good. Sometimes you don't really get a good break, you know.
Couple minute rule.
Yeah. Hey, come on. Especially now if you've been vaccinated, right?
Me being fully vaccinated has made me take risks with food again. Just eating whatever has touched anything.
Yeah, partially cooked.
Yeah, I want to test my stomach out.
Well, I think it's probably good for your biome to get some new bacteria in there.
Need new bacteria in there.
We all been cooped up, you know?
Yeah, it's the same old bacteria. It wants new bacteria.
That's kind of boring to have the same old bacteria from last year, folks. Yeah. It's not stylish.
We need to gentrify this bacteria.
Hey, but this was a fun place. You know, we are all looking forward to Chuck E. Cheese opening back up again. I think they might have gone bankrupt, but, you know, sometimes these places come back.
You just got to look for the Twitter update. There may be something happening.
I sure hope so, folks. I'm going to subscribe to their shit.
Hey, come on. Also, but if it does come back, I've heard rumblings that they got rid of their like ticket system.
Oh,
and
damn.
They shifted to the gift card mode or the e-card. Fuck that. Bring the tickets back.
Oh, like pinballs, yeah.
How am I supposed to get my mustache comb?
Well, if they took away the card. Animatronics, you know, that's kind of a bummer, too.
What happened with the animatronics? Was there an assault lawsuit or something?
Maybe. Some kid got electrocuted or something.
Yeah.
Those things sometimes if...
Chef Boyardee. What's the chef's name?
The Swedish chef?
Yeah, a Swedish chef. Did they borrow from Sesame Street? Am I just confusing mascots now?
I don't know, but there's the backstory with Chuck E. Cheese is weird. There's like another animatronics company.
Yeah,
I don't know. Before my time. I'm just 21.
Did the mouse? did he buy out the Cheese Brothers?
Yeah,
they took over their empire.
It used to be Mickey Mouse. A little bit of trivia.
But, a little scandal. It's on LA Confidential stuff.
It was like anything goes. About that. Yeah, anything goes
it's on
back
the
then.
Hush, hush.
People lost their lives over this scandal. That was weird.
Oh, man.
No, so it's Bart's party, right? Like, he's Mr. Hotshot. Mr. Hollywood gets a birthday party, like all the Hollywood kids.
I don't know what Gen Z likes, but I definitely, when I was a kid, if you got the Chuck E. Cheese party, that was like it. That was like the top. Because you had like all the games, you can invite your friends, and you're getting pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes there's like the McDonald's parties. That's what I went to a lot of.
Oh, yeah, play place parties.
Or like the house parties, you know.
Somebody. Oh, yeah, where someone that works at McDonald's has a house party.
Or somebody lives inside of McDonald's and they have a party there.
Yeah. Party at the Playhouse.
I get it. I live That'd in the studio dope. Now, so it's like I kind of, I'm sympathetic to that.
Yeah. Okay, who had it first, the playpen? Did McDonald's or Chuck E. Cheese have the ball pit first?
I don't know. In my brain, I know it's regional, but my brain goes to Peter Piper. It's a regional
it's
pizza.
Hella regional. Super regional.
Hey, don't
the Texas podcast.
Do they have any in Dallas? Or
hell
no?
Yeah. We got Peter Piper Pizza in Dallas. And we would love to have the birthday party there because you would have probably better pizza than I was going to say CC's Pizza. That's another Texas thing. Better pizza than Chuck E. Cheese. And their games seem to be better because it was more updated.
You know, I'll have my next birthday at a CeCe's. I don't give two shits, you know?
I would also very much like a birthday at CeCe's, actually. Party at CeCe's. This is how we're going to get out of the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, you're the next birthday boy. Well, actually, you know what?
Party
technically,
at CeCe's then.
Eat My Shorts is the next birthday.
Yeah, Eat My Shorts is first, then me.
Holy shit.
My Shorts is an Aries.
Wow, hey, yeah. Just like me.
Yeah.
This is a period of year where I'm, like, productive, I think.
This is when our power powers up or whatever.
Yeah. And this is when I founded Grackle Studio, you know.
The sun is hitting you at the most optimal,
yes, like, folks. Location. It's all lining up for us Arieses right now.
Very season.
So much so that I pity Bart. This episode aired in January, so it appears that Bart is not an Aries.
No, he's Capricorn.
Sagittarius? I don't even know.
Capricorn?
Don't know.
I don't care. I only care about one sign. You know what I mean?
Come on. We get it, folks. Yeah, okay, but even though, you know, we can't really root for Bart in that sense, he's still trying to have a good time. The robot shit is corny. He does not like it. He does not like his gifts, folks. And, the label maker was cool.
The cactus was pretty sick. Bart's not a podcaster. Wasn't a fan of Homer's gift. But, you made a Larry the Looter reference earlier. Just want to take it back.
Oh, yeah.
Just a bit there. Was he shot by, he was like shot by the ethnic shopkeeper, I guess. Larry the Looter, was that his first mention?
Simpsons episode. We're having a big divergent conversation about this before the podcast.
Yeah, was that his first loot?
I just remember the other one was with when he was trying to Mac and scam with Laura Powers, right?
Yeah.
They were in the Quickie Mart.
Yeah, he's Mackin' on her.
Wow! Cool.
Give me the loot.
Oh, my.
Well, this calls for a celebration.
Larry the Looter mentioned by us. The cactus is pretty nice. I feel like that's a very millennial Gen Z gift that he got that cacti.
apparently, like, I remember this gag being funny where I enjoyed it when I was a kid. The Martin getting Bart, the duplication of Martin's outfit so they can be twins.
Yeah.
I got a little Martin Lego here somewhere, but, you know, they all come with one accessory. And
yeah.
Martin's one accessory was the gift box
from this episode. Oh, really? Yeah. What, for the Lego Simpson set?
I think so. Oh, and it was like how to cope with being smart or something.
Yeah, it was how to cope with being smart.
Those are the two things.
But that's Martin Prince. Hey, R.I.P. member of the royal family, Martin Prince.
I wonder if somebody's going to like re-perform the voice of Martin.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Prince Philip, too. R.I.P. to Prince Philip.
R.I.P. DMX. That's why we played the DMX intro.
R.I.P. to Darkman X. Mm-hmm.
We hope his unreleased album is released.
Is that the triangle? I was like, no.
Huh?
Because Martin Prince's voice died way earlier. But Prince Philip and DMX are in a triangle. You know how they say that deaths always come in threes?
Oh, yeah.
So you have like a running list of celebrity deaths. So
those are close together.
DMX and Prince Philip have an apartment together. Now they're just waiting for their third roommate. I wonder who the next person
will
be.
Well, also they could be living with Prince, musician who died.
Yeah.
So there you go, folks.
DMX? I don't know if DMX would be living with Prince based on his belief.
He's probably living with somebody else who has like an acronym for a name.
Yeah, ODB maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
I would want to live there. That'd be the spot.
That's a little
That'd be the spot.
Cool. Hey, let us know, folks, who would roommate with DMX and ODB at Eat My Shorts Pod.
Hashtag The Simpsons Podcast.
Yes, The Simpsons Podcast. Okay. No, what the hell are we talking about?
Okay, so this is recap here.
He gets a shitty gifts.
Classic Eat My Shorts recap right now. He gets shitty gifts. Homer gave him the gift that he saw in the commercial, but Bart's not impressed and he kind of throws his gift away.
Nah,
Martin's not really impressed. Like, was Martin's the best one? It was funny for the gimmick of matching with your friend in a nautical outfit.
He was miserable in that picture.
Oh yeah, the classic half smile, fail smile.
Oy. Yeah, he was bummed. Homer gives Bart the demo, right? Like he sees
the convoy song,
and he's bumming Lisa out hardcore. Singing convoy.
Hey, good looking.
Hey, okay. I would love this. I mean, Marge puts on a little bit of
it's a
better
good
demo.
Gift. Okay, if I was a kid, this would be definitely the gift to get outside of like a telescope, right? Or a chemistry set, I guess.
Hey, I got a microscope when I was a kid. Damn. I loved that shit for a little bit.
What'd you use it on?
You know, like spit or like pond water, just weird shit like that. You know,
primordial soup.
Oh, so he gets, like, Bart gets into it when he sees that it's okay when Marge is using it, right? Like, it actually works.
Well, because Homer is using it wrong because he fucking yells all the time.
Yeah. He's like a real piece of shit. And he was also strangling Bart. This is such abusive stuff.
Yeah. The first time you ever took it back on the show, you're like, well, I guess he's kind of like abusing him. It's like, oh my God, like his signature move is that he domestically abuses his son.
Yeah. At night, alone in Bart's room.
When he became a superhero, wasn't his neck like elongated because of how much it's been stretched out?
Yeah. He turned a negative into a positive.
Yeah. Okay, so I get why Vanilla's left behind, but how the fuck is strawberry not being eaten in that house along with the chocolate on the ice cream?
But Bart is a real... I don't want to use bad language, so I can't see it.
I just noticed the label maker on this... Crackle Studio computer says piss.
Yeah,
like the Bart label maker.
Well, like I tell you, I stuff in The Simpsons was aspirational for me.
Yeah,
I told you we had this conversation. I was bragging about my label maker when I got it to do.
You're
the
showing it off.
Yeah,
you're like shooting it at angles.
I'm sure I mentioned this on the podcast, folks. It was such a great label maker. You can see it featured, its work featured on the episode 100 cassette tape.
Oh, that's the label maker for it.
Yeah,
you can there's the connection to that.
There you go.
And you can pick that up on the Eat My Shorts socials.
Property of Bart Simpson.
That's also on it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but that was a good bit. Kind of just like he probably learned it from Ned Flanders, remember?
Oh,
Ned Flanders used to label.
Big bit banker,
So he, he's making the most of it. But then he figures out that he can be mischievous with the stupid microphone, so... Of course he gets into it, right?
Mm. The stupid microphone. I like that, like, he became mischievous with it. And then when Homer found out about it, he was happy because he was using the microphone.
Yeah.
So he no longer cared. But he was about to strangle him again.
Yeah, later on in this episode, he was about to strangle him, too. A lot of hot-headed Homer.
Violence. Feral activity by Homer just turning into a Quijibo.
I think it might be, like, genetic, you know?
Yeah, he's just dumb as fuck.
Because later on, there's a little, like, Bart, when they think he's trapped down the well, they say he's getting feral.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm getting ahead of the episode.
Biting his own arm off.
So, yes, folks, I'm sure you've seen this episode, right? Nobody's going to be, like, listening to this before watching the episode of The Simpsons.
It's like, oh, man, I haven't watched 1992's Radio Bart. But before I listen to this Eat My Shorts episode.
Yeah.
It is a good rewatch, though, right? I hadn't seen it in a while. Been several years since I watched this episode.
Same here. You made a spreadsheet, so we're trying to fill out some of the episodes from seasons that we haven't covered.
We're trying to fill it out.
Extensively. Mm-hmm. But from this season, this is a great one. And... also, they were establishing, not only did we see Larry the Looter twice in this season, speaking of the Neapolitan ice cream, there's also a callback later on when Bart is, like, eating just the chocolate out of all of the Neapolitan.
He's the one yeah. that does that. And his mom just keeps placating him and buying him the Neapolitan.
We're out of, yeah. They're probably both making the request. We're out of ice cream.
Who's eating the strawberry ice cream?
I mean, probably Lisa. She's the she holds it all together, right?
Yeah, it seems like a thing.
Oh, okay. So yeah, Bart's pranking everybody. Like, he pranks Rod and Todd. That's my favorite prank of his. Prank. I think
he was God. This is God. Hey, and come on. And you're like, oh, that's ridiculous. But if you really think about it, is it really that ridiculous?
Okay. My wife, my famous wife, she, for my birthday, she got me a World Band Radio. It's like something she always knew I wanted, you know?
Yeah.
Also like a little house. Oh, that's it right there, the World Band Radio. And it's like you can listen to shit from all over the world, but the majority of what it picks up is weird, crazy religious shit. Like,
yeah.
Crazy religious
apocalypse. The biggest radio stations in the world are all religious. Hey, so what the fuck? How does it work, first of all? Hold on. I need some answers.
Frequencies. Yeah. I barely understand it.
Does it have, like, a giant antenna that comes out of it?
Well, yeah, look.
Because, like, I was like, how do you pick up all the frequencies and differentiate from all over the world?
It's weird. It's not that big, but this little slider here, it's lights from all these different bands.
Oh, yeah.
SW. I don't know.
That looks like the Soundwave Transformers toy, by the way.
Soundwave?
From 1980s.
Hey, that's weird. It says SW. Maybe it is. Yeah, I don't know, but it picks up, like, I've picked up shit from different countries, but it's mostly religious.
Mostly
crazy
religious.
Yeah,
it's all saying send me money.
Yeah, and also, like, because the world is about to end.
Yeah.
So what difference does it make?
Yeah, just send it faster.
All right, sorry, I'm getting off mic a lot in this episode. It's like I barely remember how to do this.
I'm gonna fuck with that radio here after the episode. Fuck
it. And it's like it's weird because it doesn't work so well in the daytime, but it works better at night. It's a trip. World Band Radio.
It probably would pick up that Bartron radio signal too. That that who did he get? He got Homer with it.
Yeah, Bartron.
He said he ate the president.
World stuff. You know?
Very fast forward thinking.
Hey, you know what the Simpsons should do right now if they want to do this in a modern setting? They should do an episode where Bart is creating all these wild Facebook posts about like the Springfield exploding or something, and he gets people to like go to Town Square and get into fights or something.
That makes like just fake viral stuff.
Yeah, like the Russians, but it's
TikTok
Bart.
Stuff.
Come on, folks. Come on, Simpsons writers.
But maybe it's the Russians. You never know.
Get at us. We can be writers for season 34.
And I will maintain these classic, stereotypical, aggressive stances against other parts of the world.
Yeah, although we do work well with others.
But this is the global podcast, though.
It's true. Simpsons Global Podcast. Shout out to our global listening community.
Wait. Oh, you said the Flanders joke was the best one that you liked?
I think. Other than the one that basically the episode centers around.
Yeah, parental cookies. I wonder what was up with those cookies from Modern Ned.
I don't know. Maybe they had peanuts in them.
Yeah, to get wild.
The ones at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, because of Maude, yeah.
It's true, folks. Hmm. Look it up. We did it in Simpsons, Simpsons, the podcast, season one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the big one, right, he's going down, what I don't even remember.
Down the well?
He's going down the well.
What do you do with the well? I was trying to think if I had any well experience, but no, growing, I didn't see a well anywhere.
You know, I've heard people talk about it, like in Anthony, you know, when I go visit my aunt, like people had wells out there, but they had septic tanks, just shit like that, you know, rural
what's,
stuff.
What's the well? The well brings up the minerals or like water or something.
I barely understand it. I don't know what, you don't have to don't put rocks in it, this. But I guess the rocks help it. I don't know.
Yeah. I just kept throwing rocks down the well.
You make a
bouncing
wish.
Bouncing up and down.
That's the tradition. That's the, you're, it's mandatory. It's required that you do it.
The only well activity I know of is from that movie documentary, The Goonies. But.
Did they go down a well?
Yeah, but not every well has like, you know, abandoned pirate ship in it.
Oh, that was a good one. Check it out, folks. Although that
with Eat My Shorts is sloth featured. He loves Baby Ruth.
Not as much as I think Bart loves Butterfingers.
Yeah, the battle of the brands.
A lot of sponsorship going on. Wow. And also Reese's Pieces was in E.T.
Okay. And then what was the fake E.T. one with Paul Rudd in it with the wheelchair kid? He would eat McDonald's, I think.
Paul Rudd and Wheelchair Kid.
Yes.
I don't know.
And there was an alien. And the alien loved...
Oh, Mac and Me.
Mac and Me.
Damn, that's I remember it. That. That yeah. was fucked up.
It was a McDonald's...
Yeah, I remember the whole thing.
Ad placement. Yeah, the entire movie was based on kids needing McDonald's food to eat.
Damn.
To survive.
I remember, at first, I thought you were talking about the Burger King Kids Club.
I did like that. But I was actually a member of the Mighty Kids Meal.
Whoa, there's a lot of that shit.
McDonald's there.
God,
you get a double cheeseburger instead of a regular cheeseburger.
No wonder they made it so you have to stop marketing directly to children,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, market to teenagers.
Yeah. Damn, yeah.
What would be the toys that we would see coming out of that?
Vape pens.
Yeah, vape pens.
We're thinking about getting into that business, folks.
Lottery tickets.
We saw some success with Bitcoin a little while back.
Yeah, we're going to create some Eat My Shorts non-fungible tokens to sell.
We could even make this episode an NFT.
Yeah. To the highest bidder. That's true, anarchy.
All the proceeds we'll use to plant socialism. Trees, so that way we equal out the cost of the energy. There you go.
Did you hear that? It costs so much energy to, like, sell fake money.
That fucked up. It's weird.
Whereas it takes all my energy to spend my real money. Paper money.
Well, yeah, if you think about it, folks. This is a Thinking Persons podcast.
If you think about it.
People might have forgotten that, and if we have new listeners, we have to establish that initially for the first time.
Oh, that's true. We got to do a reset. This is Eat My Shorts, the Texas podcast, Nacho Nova, Irvin Castellanos. Back episode 104. Of your favorite Simpsons podcast.
That's true. We think we're from Texas, and
yet to be determined. Actually, legal saying we may take that back.
Eat my shorts.
Okay, this Simpsons.
The Thinking Persons podcast.
And if you thought about it, you would have seen that the roving journalist was back. The guy that we saw in the last Eat My Shorts episode that we did, which was the Burns running for governor and seeing Blinky.
Yep, that's in my notes too. Dave Shutton again.
He's back.
We couldn't stop talking about him in the Blinky episode.
Yeah, he's motioning to you. So he's back. He's back.
Hey, okay, so they gave him a lot of bit parts in this season. Like,
I got rid of him later. He must have had some sort of scandal.
Interesting. I think they were trying to make him a big guy. You know, like a Scott Christian. Somebody
would push the plot along.
Speaking of pushing the plot along, right? Bart dropped his damn microphone down the well, and so
quite funny.
There you go. People think that he's in the well. He's pranking the whole town. He loves it.
He's prankster. America's prankster in the 90s.
The original bad boy. Yeah.
I understand.
It's like the boy who cried wolf, but different. where he's now really pushed the little radio down the well, and he's going to try to fool everybody that he's down there.
It works. There's an instantaneous like search and rescue party. Well, they know where he is.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's trying to come up with all of these different gimmicks, methods to pull him out, you know?
Yeah. Explode him out.
Nitroglycerin freeze him out and for a future generation.
fart amount.
Oh my gosh, that was a little too crude for me, folks.
Yeah, Frank's solution was the best one.
Actually, I think that crude joke is making me a little nauseated. I hate to be. I don't have control over this though.
It's like the Ebola virus.
Forgive me, folks. Sorry, this is just biological.
This would have helped the Simpsons team who were. Their bellies were too big to go down the well. It was a 34-inch waist.
Yeah, all of the cops, right?
Yeah.
Homer, later on when he was trying to abuse Bart.
Not Wiggum. He was too important to go down.
No, he would have made it happen, but it's just seniority.
Hey, what happened with that falcon, though? Socrates.
That's true. Probably flew into a building, right? That's usually what happens.
I think he died in the gas explosion down below.
You know, I heard that windmills are the number one cause of bird deaths in human history.
Yeah, and they fucked up Texas because they failed to protect us from that winter storm.
We're pissed, folks.
Yeah, definitely the windmills.
Public enemy number one, the windmills.
Yeah, you saw it in that book.
Jack and the Beanstalk. Wait, no, that's a beanstalk.
What's the Don Quixote?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I only read like a couple of books when I was a kid. I didn't read adult books.
Yeah, adult books. With words and stuff.
Nah, just like pictures.
Okay, so we see the well situation pretty quickly get incentivized by capitalism.
Oh, yeah. Channel 6's own Krusty the Clown has gathered members of the entertainment community who normally steer clear of fashionable causes, for a video called We're Sending Our Love Down the Well.
I wanted to do something to help that boy, so I called my good friend Sting. He said, Krusty, when do you need me? I said, Thursday. He said, I'm busy Thursday. I said, what about Friday? He said, Friday's worse than Thursday. Then he said, how about Saturday? I said, fine. True story.
Did they really do like the world, hands across the world thing, like where, like,
yeah,
you're forming a peace sign or whatever.
But I don't know,
the aliens
come. I don't even know what that was for, like, you know, like
racism.
Well, for promoting world peace or something like that. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, we're into this, and then it turns out next week they're not really so much into that.
I just realized that there was a celebrity video for pandemic, and it was the John Lennon Imagine video by celebrities early. And then everybody got pissed because they're like, you're hanging out in your badass mansion. This is the beach.
Yeah, that was wild. That did not age well. It hit its 1-year anniversary recently.
Yeah.
So this was a callback to, from what I understand, to be We Are the World. You know, I don't know. All these celebrities are with. Bruce Springsteen was in there. I think Bob Dylan was in there. Just some sort of like, it was like the Super Bowl shuffle. It was a mess.
The Super Bowl shuffle. The greatest musical creation by athletes ever. Besides Shaq's raps, I guess.
Yeah. Check it out, folks. I have it on 180-gram vinyl. All right, folks.
Hey, how funny was it, like, when they were interviewing Krusty and they're like, okay, so like, how much of this is going to the people? And then he started explaining how, like, whatever's left, they're going to throw it on the well. They pretty much took all the money to make the songs.
Yeah, you know, the limousines, they cost a little bit of money. we got to see a lot of Springfield C-listers.
Such a good bit.
I also like that he was that real boring story that Krusty was telling about him and Sting.
Yeah.
Now they know each other.
He said, I'm busy Friday. It sounds like the Eat My Shorts Slack when we're deciding when to record.
Yeah. It's true, folks.
How about Friday? Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, after it gets commercialized, you know, it's a mess. Itchy and Scratchy is even like dedicating a cartoon. Cat Splat Fever.
I like the news break cut scene of Itchy and Scratchy. Yeah. They're ready. This may happen.
Simpsons was good with his little like technical difficulties where the cameraman is super drunk.
He's got like bubbles coming out of his body. Gentle Ben, like even in the cutscene.
Oh yeah,
he's listening to some woman.
He's like holding the hand of somebody.
Yeah, she tells him his story.
Oh man,
Gentle Ben, we need you to come back.
Hey, and
Eat My Shorts.
We didn't talk. They should bring him back. I bet they did. We didn't talk about it earlier, but earlier, when, like in the beginning of the episode, when Bart was looking for his birthday shout out on the Krusty Show, Sideshow Mel was getting abused like crazy.
This is very demeaning to me.
he Krusty was just kicking his ass and shoved him forward into a giant cake.
Punching him repeatedly, but like there's no comic intent behind it.
It's good to see though as a viewer.
I do like him. Yeah, this is us watching it.
Our remote studio audience is, they love this scene. Cool. But yeah, Mel was also in the Sending Our Love Down the Well song. Good performance. First vocal performance of Sideshow Mel.
Good of Krusty to have him featured, whereas I thought he would just not want him on there.
Yeah, he's going to earn money from that song forever.
Perpetuity.
Yeah. Residuals.
Residuals.
So, yeah, when Santa's Little Helper gets the mic, you know, everybody hears this, everybody over at the well, and they're terrified.
At the real well.
This is before Marvin Monroe passed away, but he was on TV explaining it for the viewers. Little Timmy was regressing and becoming feral.
Was it because of Winter Storm? Okay, so Eat My Shorts is a podcast based in Austin, Texas, and we were faced with a giant storm, winter storm.
Hell no.
Giant snow, giant ice for over a week, right after Valentine's Day, which is during the time we've been off.
Yeah.
The reason I bring that up is they mentioned your boy picked a bad time to fall down the well.
Oh, because of the budget restraints.
Yeah, the budget restraints.
Listen, you can't get that equipment in at the drop of a hat, you know?
Yeah.
And if it was the beginning of the fiscal year, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I guess it's just bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a dozen reasons that Wiggum doesn't care, but bureaucracy is definitely one of them.
He did start. It sounded like he was starting to get stupider by then.
Oh, man, he's just like
a little bit.
You know, he used to be a big time bullshitter in these early episodes too.
Great bullshitter. I was very proud.
Like putting it, you know, typing shit up on his invisible typewriter.
just yanking people's chains.
So things are very wild, folks. Right? Like we're a little bit stressed out about all of this, but it's okay because not only does the episode provide us with some sort of resolution. Be calm. We get to like listen to some commercials right now, and that makes us happy. Like no matter what the occasion, so stick around.
Ding, ding.
We'll be right back.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Get ourselves some snacks.
The Simpsons.
There we go.
KFC bucket and a 2-liter 7-Up. Thank you, sir.
He forgot to charge me for the drink.
Ah! Police! I'm surrounded! They'll never take me alive!
But, sir!
No! Help me, Dad. They're after me because I swiped the 7-Up.
You darn fool! They're giving them away for free!
What the?
Get a free 7-Up with a 15-piece bucket only at KFC.
Your moist toilet, sir.
Oh.
Internet up.
Welcome back. This time I can say this legitimately, folks.
Eat My Shorts.
It's true. A Simpsons podcast. You're listening to some DMX remix from...
He's listening to DMX.
It's a show that we dedicate to him and Golden Corral.
EMS to DMX.
Yeah. We hope you're having fun in heaven with ODB and...
Yes.
Listeners, who else?
Not Prince Philip.
Nah. And who not, also died not today. Prince, the guitar virtuoso.
Yeah.
It's complicated. Come on, folks. They're running out of room up there. There's so many great people. Okay, listen. Speaking of great people, we're your great hosts, The Notch and Irvin.
Hello, everybody.
And we insist on telling you about the rest of this episode.
We really need to get this plot out there.
So the Simpsons, Bart's the bad boy.
Yeah. Homer, he's the father figure.
He's nut.
Yeah.
Marge carries around a vacuum cleaner and smacks people with it, like in the arcade machine.
Like a side hit, like a baseball swing?
Do you remember?
Can you imagine?
In the arcade, that's what she does. Oh, she uses her hair, too.
Well, Yeah.
So that's what we know about
so
March.
She hid the money, the Christmas bonus.
And Lisa likes to play the saxophone. And she's the brains of the family.
Bart likes to pull pranks on people, like pretending he fell into a well.
Yeah, he's the wild card.
Yeah.
Homer's the brawn, and Lisa's the brains. And Marge is the beauty.
And we, yeah, and we are the face.
Yeah.
Of Simpsons Podcast.
Two wonderful hosts, one wonderful TV show. That's one hell of a podcast, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Okay, so The Simpsons is great, but sometimes what I dislike is that it doesn't like last for all time, you know?
I wish you could just keep going on forever. That's why whenever I watch it on Disney Plus, I'm like, oh, cool, a new episode has just started.
And also my least favorite thing about The Simpsons were the advertisements. And on Disney Plus, they take away the ads.
No ads.
I don't want to buy anything.
Yeah. Although I did want to see like all the various Pizza Hut and CC's Pizza commercials. A lot of Pizza Wars in the 90s.
Yeah, what's the big one right
and
now?
And Chuck E. Cheese, Wally Weasel.
Taco Wars is always a thing in Austin, you know?
Yeah. Gastropub Wars.
Hell no.
No, we don't want that here.
No, come on.
Like, get out of our city.
We don't like gastropubs. We don't want to get gastritis, okay?
Yeah, I have a very sensitive...
That's painful.
...system going on.
We don't want to wish it on you, listeners, even though we don't really care for you too much. But we still we'll do this show for you.
You're just turning.
We hope that maybe you will tell a cooler friend about us who will be like more engaged.
Nacho Nova has four ties on right now in the return of Eat My Shorts, and I just want to say he did just loosen them as he said that prior to his statement.
I'm getting respect. Hey. No regard either.
No regard at all. Hey, can we talk about my wife, though? Oh, Rodney Dangerfield, we love you.
Take her away from me. That's right.
These are statements made by him, and we are only.
You know, I'm just improvising here.
Yeah. I'm improvising here.
Come on, audience. What do you think? Yeah. This is not my name.
Aye.
Oh, shit. Sorry, everybody. I'll try harder next time. I hope I can grow as a person and a comedy god.
Take some time away and really find ourselves and come back for episode 104 of Be My Shorts Text Podcast.
Oh, yeah, the one we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, listen. We hear, like, the whole town hears Bart on the microphone. They hear
Feral. They're listening in on him.
Feral Timmy O'Toole.
How are they listening in? Did, like, the news people, like, put another microphone to the microphone that was below? And then everybody's watching, like, a live feed?
They must have lowered, like, a microphone into it. Oh, yeah, it just left a microphone in there. We never see it because it's probably behind a rock, you know?
Yeah, lemon-shaped rock.
That's just, like, it was hard to fit the camera that we saw the episode, you know, from. Yes. It's hard to fit the camera
in 2 mics.
The director
had a hard,
Yeah, Carlos Baeza.
Yeah.
This was a hard episode to film, I bet. So, Bart's busted because Lisa called him on it. She's like, hey, you're fucking with everybody, and there's a stupid label on that thing.
She knew right away that he put a fucking label on that their portable microphone machine.
Yeah, she was writing the money. We didn't talk about Dave Shutton and, like, the articles that he starts to write.
Oh, right, the journalist.
Because the whole town is turning on Bart, right?
Yeah.
They were played for saps, just like Wiggum said. And so, like, Dave Shutton was going to write, like, a shit article on Trash and Bart, you know?
Yeah. Just really raking Bart through the mud. 10-year-old kid.
But, you know, he gets a better story. So nobody even gives a shit about Timmy O'Toole anymore. They care more about the Abe Lincoln squirrel.
So he was the only one that was going to write it. Oh, that's good. So that the Lincoln squirrel saved Bart, I guess. Further judgment.
But also doomed him because nobody's going to get him out of that well.
Oh, yeah. The cops, they don't care anymore.
I mean, the family tries. I mean, Homer tries to make him feel less alone by giving him the crusty doll and the sweater.
Giant sweater.
And the goldfish.
That he'll grow into. he's decided his son will never get out of that well. He's going to live in there for the rest of his life.
Until he passes away.
Yeah.
retires.
Here's a sweater for 20 years from now.
Hey, the goldfish would have helped him, like, mentally, though. That would have been common.
It looked like he was just going to throw the goldfish tank down, too, after the fish. The fish are in a little bag, but he had the glass tank.
He would have had to do the tank sideways on top of his head.
Yeah. And then he couldn't get it down, so he's going to start stepping on it, like, in a very cartoon way. It doesn't break.
What a life.
Yeah. Oh, God. And then the tank falls down, and then he looks up, and he's like, oh, like, he tells the audience, like, I'm going down, too, and then he speeds down.
Yeah. That was weird that he spoke to the audience. Mm-hmm.
He looks directly at the camera.
He doesn't usually talk to us, but, like, it was, when he spoke, I listened.
Yeah. They did that surreal, weird thing where the Simpsons look directly into the camera, so, like, it looks very weird with the nose action and the two eyes.
The eyeballs, yeah. And he nodded and winked at us, too.
Drive down the point that he was looking at us and interacting with us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Right before he went in, he did the little wave.
It was a very long going away wave, waving at everyone.
I feel like usually they cut that, like, differently.
This is cut to be propaganda.
But it was cool to see. I liked it. Like, early episodes, he did those kind of things.
It changed my opinion on what I was thinking about the situation. Yeah. It worked.
So what a cool scene.
Yeah, Timmy O'Toole, he rules.
He rules and Bart drools.
Bad boy. Okay. Could you edit that last part out? Okay, I love the idea of being live coast to coast when it meant something. So that was, like, prior to everything being uploaded and available everywhere in the world. Well, I guess besides the country censoring people. What was the big national show that was... Wasn't there a show called Coast to Coast National that's syndicated?
Ooh, I don't even remember Coast to Coast.
I think it was, like, Carl Sagan. No, it wasn't Carl Sagan. It was somebody doing conspiracy theories and, like, aliens.
Oh,
shit,
you mean the radio show?
Yeah, the radio
show. Yeah. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Hosted by Kid Craddock.
The only things I remember in the morning, like, they have those morning radios, like, I'm sorry, morning,
morning,
like Good Morning America type TV shows that do those kinds of things.
Yes, exactly. But there was, like, back, I guess this is before, like, all radio stations were owned by, like, 2 to 3 major companies. Yeah. There's actual competition. There'd be, like, actual good syndication. Now it's the same. It's the same show pretty much everywhere in like, every city.
Well, yeah, and I'm like, they use the same show prep material, you know, so it's like the content is the same even if the shows aren't.
Yeah, like stuff like this.
Yeah, come on, folks. Not like us. We're, like, super unique. This is
No, but they use this kind of stuff, but they don't do it like us.
No, come on. We wish they did.
Yeah.
We insist that they do.
We send them our shit.
This is a podcast that's one of a kind, truly one of a kind, like The Simpsons.
The unique podcast. Okay, so Quimby flipped on this shit.
No.
Quimby flipped.
Well, the town flipped, you know. I think, you know, the whole saga of the Lincoln Squirrel was more interesting than the end of the Timmy O'Toole story or the Bart Simpson story.
I like that Sutton was working from his car. True millennial Gen Z pioneer. When he got the call. I guess he was on an early form of a laptop there in 1992.
I think he was probably the first guy to have a Patreon, too.
He had an OnlyFans.
Trendsetter. Simpsons predicted it, right? Mm-hmm. And Dave Shutton in specific.
Yeah.
But
custom article.
You know, I mean, he probably sold some papers with these squirrel stories, though. And probably also the Timmy O'Toole stories.
I think he founded Weekly World News.
All right, so the town gives up, and because, the Simpsons realize they're on their own with this.
Yep.
They start trying to look for solutions, right? After trying to strangle Bart.
You can always rely on your family, right? To come through like that. You saw Homer, you know, he was trying to kill Bart earlier by choking him out. But it was up to him, and he decided he was just going to start digging his way down into the well.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the song.
Oh, and Willie randomly shows up and starts digging. Yeah,
tore his shirt off.
You can always depend on the kindness of strangers, we learned from.
Yeah, immigrant strangers.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of immigrant strangers, the digging party gets bigger. Mm-hmm. And, like, we get Apu, we get Sting, you know?
Sting.
So many helpful shovel operators. And we get there in
like
no
time.
Like
a Burns insult.
Oh, like a digging operation? Yeah. Yes.
Who is that digging operator?
That gives me an idea, Smithers.
Get into this fucking tiny plane. Cox gun.
Here we go again, sir.
Yeah. Turns into a little Smithers sperm.
Come on, Simpsons writers. Get at us. Would you please?
Did you see that transition? We could do that for 22 minutes.
And you're doing the Simpsons viewers a disservice by not getting in touch with us at eatmyshortspod. eatmyshortspod@gmail.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
To keep it professional.
All the socials. Okay, so I think one thing that was super humanizing in this episode was Bart's list of things that he was scared that he wasn't going to be able to do as it, like when he grew up, like smoking a cigarette,
shaving a swear word into his head. So they get to Bart, they free him. Sting frees him. Sting himself, Mr. Police, Mr. Blue Lives Matter himself.
Yeah, his face paint melted off.
Interesting, and you know. Wouldn't you like know it that the celebrities save the day? The Simpsons have to do it. They have to put the millionaire in the hero position.
Oh yeah, Sting was there to take credit. But he looked like he was really did want to help his fans.
That's true. Even though I personally never heard Bart listen to the Police, yeah. I guess apparently he's a fan.
Makes me think of the episode where he couldn't help but get in trouble all the time. So like I think he like barely got out with like a lawnmower or something, and then he came back with like in a police car. Immediately passes back in front of the house.
I remember that.
Arrested. Bart and the Police.
No,
my shorts connection.
They had their eye on him.
Person's podcast.
It's true, and we are. You know what? If you're a police officer, you have to stop listening to this podcast. Okay.
Yeah. This is the ACAB Simpsons podcast.
There you go, folks. Oh, that's a new stinger.
Yep. And you can use that in my real name in the stinger. This will never come back to me.
I hope we got that audio clean, folks.
Yeah, for the legal purposes.
For the stinger. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of stingers, Stinger himself saved the day, and Bart is once again living among the humans on ground level.
Yeah.
Everything really worked out nicely.
He's right, though.
What a wonderful resolution.
Hole digging. Well, who could have thunk it that hole digging would have been the thing that got everybody come together?
Hey, maybe in real life you can dig a hole together.
Reminds me of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Hey, well, you know where Tony Hawk got it from? Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson is the original skateboard kid.
Original bad boy. Hey, so this episode, we loved it not only because... he took being a bad boy to, like, new places, strange new places.
Fucking down a well.
You know? Like, this episode really presents audio equipment and all that in a really positive light, folks.
It really is the first podcast episode ever to air, I think, on TV.
Yeah, the Simpsons episode that launched 1,000 podcasts.
Yeah.
You know what else? Do you remember the Home Alone movies, how he had that Talk Boy?
Yeah, the Talk Boy Plus.
That launched 1,000 podcasts,
yeah, I agree
too.
As well. Me too as well. What was your first podcast tech?
You know, I started doing this shit for so fucking... it was just... can I tell you the first time I was able to, like... I have... You can check it out on You Guys and My Friends, that feed. It's like these episodes were from 2008... It was just me and Steven on different computers.
Getting your swoops out of your hair, out of your face.
We were drinking wine. Probably. I was in San Francisco. I was growing my hair out. You know, they make you do it when you grow out there, when you live out there.
Hey, man, just to let you know before you get any further at the state line or whatever, you need to grow the hair, man. You can't get a haircut.
Hair's looking a little short there.
Yeah.
Are you a cop? They give you hair growth serum.
Yeah.
And look at me now.
Yeah. This is the hairiest we've ever been. This is, right now, Eat My Shorts is the hairy podcast.
Yeah, no shit, folks.
Coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Looking like fucking, I don't know. What's a good description?
I'm looking like a Neanderthal.
Mm-hmm. Your 23andMe came back.
Now I'm really seeing... the results of my 23andMe. They say I'm 97% more Neanderthal than the average customer. Now I see it.
This was a real thing that they said to you.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
No.
It's good genes, though.
Folks, come on. We just got to... It's a throwback kind of... I live a throwback lifestyle.
Throwback. Neanderthal, like, throwback jersey. little bones.
Hey, come on.
Hey, come on. Hey, bringing it back to sports.
Listen, we have ratings, but, nah. What are you
talking about? To me. They were editing me out.
Go now!
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I meant to do this one. Okay.
You probably should ignore that.
I guess we can do the ratings, right? Doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we could do that.
There's nothing to...
I mean, we're pretty much at the end of the episode. After they get them out, they just install the sign.
Oh, yeah, that's the resolution. The little tiny sign.
That, Homer's safety career continues, where he's like the guy that asks for safety signs to be put up around the city.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Kind of like the Pie Man. He does this stuff behind the scenes, and it all works out.
Yep.
Okay, so listen, folks. You better... believe that we have ratings, and if you've been looking forward to this, like if you've been keeping track of all these things, you can log this one too.
Huh.
It's so loud. Okay, so if it were me, because I love this episode, I'd left when during the parts I was actually able to find on YouTube. I would say I'm going to give this episode 10. I survived Timmy O'Toole falling down a well. T-shirts, good merch, great merch, great T-shirt.
That's good shit right there.
Here's a tip.
So for me, my rating is going to be 69 Wally Weasel tokens.
Whoa!
From Wally Weasel, the greatest the animatronic mouse, pizza mouse ever.
Hey, don't spend those tokens all, or those tickets all in one place, folks.
Yeah, the secret is to save your tickets from 2 to 3 trips and then get a better gift. Mm-hmm.
Damn,
maybe
I always
that
got
guitar, right? There's always like a guitar at the top.
Anytime I was at the counter getting my like little plastic squeezy monster or my army man, yeah. I got so envious of the people getting the big boombox.
I couldn't believe it. But if we really, like now looking back at it, like their parents like spent like $3,000 on that boombox.
Yeah.
But it came with fun too.
Yeah, seriously. And that is irreplaceable. Also, I would like to give a shout-out to Nelson for doing one of the coolest things in skee-ball. I always wanted to do this with skee-ball, and I still never have.
What was this?
You know, he stood up on the skee-ball
ramp. Just put the
ramp
shit
and
in?
Just
yeah.
Popping them all in there.
Well, if I remember correctly, getting up on that skee-ball ramp was very long. It was like 20 feet away, at least. You were really taking a chance with the teenagers not caring to look at you and kick you out.
Yeah, if somebody's on mascot duty, yeah. That's when you go do it.
The mascots are always the pissed off ones looking for kids doing being bad, badass kids.
So, yeah, great episode. And also, speaking of birthdays, our birthday's coming up around the corner. Oh. Eat My Shorts is turning another year older.
Yes.
It's them immigrants.
Whoa.
It's us. Eat My Shorts.
If you think about it, folks.
Whoa, shit, really? Okay, it's almost our three-year birthday special coming up soon.
At Eat My Shorts Pod. Also, I think GrackleStudio.com, we have the shit there, but I have a special domain. I got a new domain for Eat My Shorts, so I'll hook it up and it'll be ready. We'll tweet it out.
Mr. X.
It's true. Thank you, Irvin. Thank you, Shorties. Although I don't like you very much, Shorties. Like, we really need you to become pillars of this Shorty community, okay? We need some action from you. We need you to join our street team. We love you. This is why we're so, like, demanding of you. Okay, also, speaking of demanding, get my new comic book. It's Cuts of Me, GracklesStudio.com. Please. Oh, what's my... I don't have a fucking sign-off.
You gotta have a sign-off for season... Wait, is this season 4 or season 3? Season 4. Season 3. Season 3, right?
Oh, here, watch.
Season 4. Listen, we're coming back.
All the best bands are affiliated with Satan. You made all that money for sitting around and watching TV and eating food?
Yum.
and our new number one hit, I Do Believe We're Naked, by Funky C. Funky Doo, replaces We're Sending Our Love Down the Well, which plunges all the way down to number 97.